Boom.
It's time for Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet.
I don't know.
All right. Welcome to Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet, and welcome to Jess Fu from Saturday Scenario Totally Wired.
Yeah, what's up?
And Juice Roof, the keyboardist.
Yeah, you got that right. You've done your research. Well done.
Well, thank you so much for coming up and bringing your keyboard, or not your keyboard, it's like on loan, but you're the controller of the keyboard.
It's a friend's Juno.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Juno 2 Alpha, Juno 2, Roland, Juno 2. Let me just get that clear.
Versions of the Juno, but I think what we're going to do is just call this like a Juno feature, because it's not likely that we're going to get a real Juno up here at any point because they're heavy.
But it is a real Juno.
But it is
it?
A real Juno. Yeah. Well, when I say Juno. A real one, like an old analog sort of. Actually, they've reissued the Juno as well. Have you seen that? They've made like mini ones, about the size of like a large book.
Sounds cool.
No, yeah. I haven't seen that. That seems very portable.
They've reissued a few. Hello, BFM. Juno! Yeah, boy! That's helpful. Thank you, caller.
Oh, that was awesome.
Hey, let's hear your Juno just in action. Let's get the levels right. Make sure we're all kosher here. Here we go. Just put that there, do that.
Yeah, let's try this.
Do you want the 808?
Oh yeah, put it in. It's like a jam to that.
John, you can sing if you just sit there and do nothing, mate.
No, I'm watching.
We're trying to start a band.
Hang on. So the Roland Juno's got this thing on the side that you're spinning around. What does that do?
It's like the dial, so I can like adjust the brilliance, which you can hear as I'm doing.
Which is kind of like the presence on an amp.
Yeah.
Like.
Oh. Oh, there we go.
It's like a filter sweep.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's the beauty of synthesis.
Pretty into the filter sweep, yeah.
Actually, is this a sound that you hear on a Juice Roof track? What you've got programmed in right now?
Or? Yes, mainly. That is right. I was going to say something else, I forgot.
So, what's the difference? Say in Juice Roof, you were saying that you're a classically trained pianist.
Yes, got up to grade 5.
What does that mean? Exactly. How many darn black belt would that be? Like a brown belt scenario?
So, there's like 8 grades.
Okay.
I got to grade 5.
So you're pretty good on the piano.
I'm okay. I got more than halfway at least.
You're better than John.
In Juice Roof, are you playing like classical style piano, or are you like just playing chords?
No,
or
just playing the Juno, like, mate. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but,
you're embarrassing me in front of my friends.
When
now.
You play the piano,
it's essentially, I guess what John's asking is, are you playing piano chords, obviously with sustained notes, or are you just sort of playing kind of what you've told?
A bit of both.
Right.
I do as I'm told, because I'm, you know,
you
an obedient person.
But Juice Roof that scenario where it's like the songs are constructed and then the band is constructed? Is that how it's kind of gone down?
Yeah.
Right.
So
you have to pay homage to what's going on anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I just...
Which takes discipline in itself, actually.
I do service.
Now, let's just do a little history on the Juno itself. Came out in 1982. Back in the day, it's from the Roland Corporation. It is a polyphonic synthesizer. John, that means you can press down more than one key at once. Monophonic is a single key, so she can play chords.
So I'm three just keys I'm right picking now. Up I'm picking up sustained notes. That's a theme.
But she can totally dial off the sustain if you want. It's completely controllable wave shapes, really.
This is the
I like that one.
The modulation depth. Yes.
Juno is famous for those like slippery, beautiful pads from the 80s. That lovely kind of. Hey, should we actually play like an older? We'll go. You had a Chemical Brothers tune featuring
it's a long
Juno.
Tune. Yeah, should let's we play it later?
No, let's drop it right in the segment, mate. We'll come back. That's what we do here. Here's Juno. Thank you. Sorry, everyone. I thought we had 808 all over the front of that. Apologies, everybody, for that. But apparently it worked out quite well for some people's craniums.
Yeah, it sounded all good.
So we're talking Roland Juno at the moment. I was just informing Jess that Roland's actually reissued a lot of their old synths, their old analog synths, in a very small format. How long is that? About as long as your forearm, with like a little cute little keyboard scenario. They've done. They've got a vocoder out. They've got the JP, the Jupiter, and they also have the JX XP synth. So maybe, you know, I think they're about $500 or $600. People pop down to Music Planet. They'll sort you out. They definitely have them down there.
Yeah, they look like fun.
Go and have a hoon on one of those in real life if you like, and get the vibe of a Juno. Now, is this How in love with this instrument are you? Is it more of like a, this is just what's been put in front of you, or have you chosen, or you like it now? Or?
Love is a very strong word.
It is. That's why I said it.
No, this is a real sweet instrument that I do really like to play. Mm-hmm. I feel like compared to, like, let's say, other things I've played, other synths, it feels a lot warmer. A lot warmer than other.
They're super things. Full. Super full in their sound, aren't they? Very rich. John was just trying to figure out it's definitely pads what you're thinking, John, when someone's just holding a note down. It's creating like an Atmos or almost like a drone for it. That's in a certain key and everything else can sort of melt in and around.
Yeah.
Give us some real Junos. Tense. You're afraid. Oh, what else about the Juno, ladies and gents? What else do we need to inform people about the Roland Juno? Any questions, John? Look at his face.
No, just kind of...
He looks confused.
Okay, should we go to users? Famous users of the Juno. I've got an alphabetical list here that's absolutely massive. A Flock of Seagulls, Animal Collective, Annie Clark, Billy Idol, actually, old mate. What else we got? The Cure had a go. Neon Indian, Mac DeMarco likes the Juno.
Tame Impala, Black Eyed Peas.
Ridiculous amount of bands.
Franz Ferdinand, Daft Punk, Moby. We played some Chemical Brothers, Justice, Petro Boys.
It's kind of responsible for the Chicago house scene sort of way back in the day as well.
I guess it's so popular because it's so like easy to use, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And I think the time it came out was right after like massive synths were being made and finally like this sort of portable and approachable thing. Like I think a Juno, like an old one, you were saying somebody, a friend of ours picked one up for $1,000 recently, which is actually probably not too bad for a vintage synth instrument, but you can't be guaranteed that everything's going to be working.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was a lot more approachable than a lot of synths, I think, with a lot of people. And just a real playable instrument. Shout out to Roland. Good on yous. Should we play that Juice Roof track?
Yeah, play it.
Let's get back on point here. This is... thanks so much, Jess, for coming in and talking your Juno. When will you be performing next on the Juno?
Not too sure. Maybe check out the Juicer Facebook page. Keep up to date.
There you go.
That's probably the best way, but thanks for having me.
Oh, right on. Thank you very much.
I'm just having a look on the Music Planet website, and there's quite a few grand pianos on there. Do you think that we might be able to get someone up here with a grand piano one evening?
Now I'm remembering that real old Lipton ad with the monkeys and the... Sorry about it.
Maybe Jess, you can bring in a grand piano next time.
Yeah, we should try that.
Here comes
I've
Juice
got big
Roof.
Muscles.
This is How Can I Make You Feel Good. Listen out for the big old deep swells and pads from the Juno. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Trade, thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in-store or at musicplanet.co.nz.